Hello, everyone. I'm Andy Mack. Today is Three Serpent, December 3rd, 2005, in the Gregorian calendar. And today, right now, in fact, you're going to get a little bit of a service message for all listeners of Mayan Calendar Cast because there's some exciting news and just kind of want to let you know where things are, what's happening, what's going on. You know, we live in a world where negative messages seem to overpower the positive ones, where pain and suffering occupy headlines while joy, wholeness, and beauty take a back seat, where greed appears to be rewarded and gentleness gets no prize at all. Opinions are everywhere and everyone's right. Talking seems easier than listening. Moving seems easier than sitting still. Noise is preferable to silence. Most of our modern conveniences would disappear without plastic. The earth is just another disposable resource, and people are valued for what they can produce, not what they are on the inside. I said it seems. It appears to be this way. Doesn't mean it is. We look at the stars and wonder if there's more. We wonder if there's more than the dizzying, busying business we tangle ourselves in day after day, year after year. We wonder if we'll ever see eye to eye, rather than take an eye for an eye. We wonder and we hope, but most don't hold their breath. That alarm still goes off in the morning, the bills still come due at the end of the month. Hope is a luxury many people can't afford. What do you do when you wake up one day? You begin your day, and somewhere in the midst of that day, something happens that changes you forever. You're given information so profound it takes your breath away. And the information isn't magical. It's what you can do with it. And it isn't delivered to your doorstep by aliens ensconced in a glowing box with gilded corners. The information that comes because a friend paid attention to an impulse to share something with you. Just followed an impulse. And this information is a key so simple and so old and so obvious. You wonder, how is it possible? The whole world doesn't know. What do you do with that information? What would you do? Well, I know what I'd do. I'd talk about it. I talk about it in a podcast called Mayan Calendar Cast. And I talk about it in a video cast called MCC TV. I'm Andrea McMillan Stewart, a.k.a. Andy Mack. And you are listening to the Mayan Calendar Cast. So what has been going on? It seems like things have been sitting, huh? Well, I can tell you, we certainly haven't been. There's been quite a bit to pull together to make the Mayan Calendar Cast really work. And part of that is creating MCC TV. Now, these are the visual aspects of this, well, this podcast, this training, this sharing, this information, these keys. And, well, if it affects your life anywhere close to how it has affected mine and Jag's, both as partners and as individuals, then I think I could tell you it's going to be life-altering and very positive and wonderful. We just entered the fourth night as of November 29th. 28th, 29th was the shift. So this 360-day period that we've just entered into, wow. All I can say is this is a very interesting, powerful time, and it's the time to become knowledgeable about what the Mayan calendar means, what it's all about, and what kind of value it has for people all around the globe right now, today. Now, I got an email yesterday, and this email came from a dude, actually, is the name on it. So, hey, dude, how you doing? I want to thank you for sending in this email. Dude says, I'm very interested in the info you two are streaming over the net for all to hear. I recently became attracted to the Mayan calendar by way of Terry McKenna and his work with Time Wave Zero. So far, I've listened to a few of your podcasts, and I'm still puzzled. I wonder why I am to accept the idea that there will be an evolution of human consciousness occurring October 2011 as anything other than an ancient Mayan myth. I guess I expect a more straightforward answer to this question early in your series. I respect the fact the Mayans were amazing astronomers and created an amazing calendar, but by this fact alone, should I believe all of their cultural myths? Is there any basis in reality for these claims of climbing up the cosmic pyramid? I find that one must always be careful that they're not becoming detached from reality by endorsing beliefs which they feel to be right or they want to be right very badly. That is the definition of a delusion. Basically, I was wondering if you guys could help me on my quest to understand what evidence you or anyone else has concerning the events to occur in October of 2011. I really appreciate what you guys are doing and would be very grateful if you could throw some straightforward information concerning these events my way. Maybe I've missed something you've presented. That was the email from Dude. Now, Dude, I can tell you that there's all kinds of information and answers, if you will, and clarification coming your way. That is exactly what the Mayan Calendar Cast is all about. And the Mayan Calendar Cast TV, or MCC TV video podcast, the two shows really work together. And I will tell you when there is a cast in each of the feeds. The thing is this, if I could just say it all at once in a sentence, I would have done that, believe me, but I can't, because there's just more to it, and you have to understand that this information is not information that, well, that we are familiar with. This culture, the images, the whole approach that this ancient people had is foreign to us. So at this point, we need to build a foundation for it, which we really, this podcast has not really been launched. It hasn't really gotten off the ground yet. These next two podcasts that are about to come out, hopefully this weekend, it simply depends on some technical issues. Not any problems, just, you know, that everything can get mixed and on the net this weekend. I would love for that to happen. Can't guarantee it, but I sure hope so. The thing is, with these podcasts, each one will build block upon block. And I want to say this to you. You aren't expected to believe anything. You're expected, if there is any expectation at all, to question and to find out through your own experience of what you're hearing, you know, how this rings for you. So that's a pretty big thing right there. And I also agree with you that, you know, the Maya were amazing astronomers and they did create an amazing calendar. And there is this sense out there that anything Maya is just, you know, fantastic and it's the top of the world and it's the, you know, the bee's knees, the cat's meow, whatever. Well, the Maya, the classical period Maya, were at the peak of their civilization. And there are things about the civilization that we're not necessarily going to be highlighting because this podcast isn't about necessarily the Mayan civilization. It is about what it is they discovered. Yes, they used it in their civilization, in the time period in which they lived. But the information that exists or is encoded into the Mayan calendar will be a benefit to us differently now in this time in which we live. Because we live in a different place and a different time than the Maya. But what's encoded in that calendar is not limited to time and place, and it is not limited to culture, and it is not limited to civilization. It is of the nature and has the ability to stand and to be extremely valuable to those who choose to take off the blinders and see. You know, there was one other statement I want to address that says, you know, could you give me or help me on my quest to understand what evidence concerning the events to occur in October 2011? Dude, the events are already occurring. Things are already underway. Don't wait till October 2011, because if you do, well, you'll kind of miss it. And actually, you don't really have that option, because not knowing at this point doesn't mean that people won't go through what is happening. I mean, just because someone doesn't understand a thing entirely doesn't mean they don't experience it or go through it. It might mean they don't understand it. It might mean they don't know what it means, but they're still going to experience it. What we want to do on Mayan Calendar Cast is to explain what the Mayan calendar is, what it looks like, show it to you, share with you what our digging has uncovered of the most cutting edge information that's available right now. This is the latest stuff. This is the most insightful stuff that doesn't just come from logic. It doesn't just come from science. It doesn't just come from spirit. It addresses all together, which in my humble opinion is the most balanced approach. All I can tell you is my own experience is with this information and how it has acted in my own life is almost unexplainable. But it's not just mine. I'm watching it in others. And I'm watching it in others who don't even know what you're going to be hearing about in this podcast. It's happening. This is happening for everyone, whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not. Now, we can sail with the winds to our back. And educating ourselves is how we can do that. Hopefully, we're going to assist you in that process, maybe just a little bit. But keep asking the questions, and dude, thank you for that email. Now, as I said, I'm going to keep this one a little bit short. This is just an announcement to let you know what's going on. Keep your eyes peeled for Mayan Calendar Cast this weekend of Three Serpent, December 3rd, 2005. I am Andy Mack. You've been listening to Mayan Calendar Cast. And we'll see you very soon. Have a great weekend. Until that time comes, in Lakesh.